Sam, we heard Coach say he spent more time thinking about being down 24-0 than the comeback. How have you and the rest of the defense looked at the San Diego tape, you know, from last time to this time?
Well, I try not to, you know, put too much emphasis on it, but at the same time, you know, it's still good film study. I mean, we need to concentrate on us and what we need to do to get better. I mean, we're a decent football team right now, but we could be so much better, and we know it. And that's what we need to concentrate on, and, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
I know it's not on you individually, but for the defense, what is it with tight ends and why they've been so tough to cover?
Well, tight ends are special. I mean, if you look across the board and on any team, I mean, they got one or two that are really good. And, you know, it's kind of – they create matchup problems, and we're aware of it. I mean, here comes the best in the game coming up this week. So we're aware of that. We got some, you know, things that take care of him. But you can't shut them down completely. I mean, they're closest to the quarterback most of the time, so it's easy to get the ball to them.
How much might it help that effort to have D.J. Williams if he's back in there Sunday?
It means a lot. I mean, he's a tremendous talent. So anytime you can add talent like that and experience, I mean, it's definitely going to help our football team.
For you personally, has it felt nice or reassuring to kind of look over in practice and see him?
Oh, yeah.
Again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been here. He's the only guy on the team been here as long as me. So, I mean, we're like brothers. So, I mean, I've been waiting for this moment, you know, all year because I know he wants to be out there. I remember talking to him throughout his whole suspension. He was so anxious to get back out here. I'm just glad he's here.
At the same time, with how well your linebackers have been playing, is it kind of a luxury to get him back and not necessarily need him right away?
Well, I can never say we don't need a guy like that. We'll see how, you know, we work him in and what he does, and we'll go from there.
You've played against Philip Rivers longer, you know, a long, long time. He's been getting a lot of criticism for the way he's played this season. Is that what you're seeing on tape, or are you seeing the same?
He's been making plays, and, you know, I don't know. He just made some throws that, you know, you kind of wish. I know he wished he had it on the string, because right when he lets it go, he knows I made a mistake. He's aware of that stuff, and I don't expect him to come in here and throw us the ball. But, you know, if he does, we got to be ready to catch him.
So you guys, especially those young guys, who, I mean, they each got one off of him last time he played him.
Yeah.
Aware that he could be forced into those kind of mistakes?
And he could be, but you can't count on it. The guy's good. And, you know, people want to bash him for his mistakes, but he played well against Tampa last week. It's just those two turnovers, and, you know, that hurts.
Players got to pick the branch of the military to represent with the decal. Which one did you go with?
Air Force.
Is that because of your time out with the Thunderbirds?
Exactly.
What did that experience kind of show you about
them?
Oh,
my God. You know, they're impressive. You know, just the detail to everything they do. You know, I know our job is difficult, but it's nothing like that. And it was a great experience. It was the best thing I've ever done.
Peyton, how's Raheem Moore different this year than last year?
More polished, more experienced. I think, you know, it sucked for them, a guy like that coming in and throwing in the starting lineup right after the lockout. That had to be a tough situation for him, and he's grown up a lot. I think he's starting to understand the game a lot better, too. So I think all that combined makes him a better player.
Peyton was talking about how the military picked up the idea of debriefing after each possession. Have you picked up anything for the defense from exposure to the
Well, others? We all kind of, you know, was in there for that speech and how they and how they debrief and stuff like that. And I think as a team player, you've always been aware that, you know, that's important. But to emphasize it more, I mean, that's pretty much what we've been doing, just emphasizing it more, making sure we, you know, honest with each other and ourselves and hold each other accountable. That's the only way we're going to get better.
Is that sometimes tough to be honest with each other? Is that something you get to think about?
I think for some people it is, but it is what it is, man. You can't. What's on tape, tape doesn't lie, so what's on tape is what you are. And if you can't correct it, then it's going to keep showing up, and that's when you know what type of players you got around you, if you know you got guys can go in that meeting and be honest with themselves.
How's the defense different without Elvis in there?
Well, it's hard to say, I mean, in practice, but, you know, I do miss him being out there. You know, hopefully we can get him back out there tomorrow or something and see if he can go. I don't want him to miss any time.
Tim, you said you guys can still get a lot better. Since that second half in San Diego, you guys have played some of your best football. How much better can you get? And was that really a kind of a catalyst for what y'all done the last few weeks?
Well, that it kind of was a turning point, but you know, at the same time, you just gotta take it week by week, and you just like you just asked. I mean, debriefing. I mean, every week is something different, so you gotta correct this, correct that. You just gotta make sure you're honest with yourself and your teammates, and you know, that's the only way you're gonna get better.
The slow starts have pretty much stopped since then. What's been the key to that?
Really emphasizing a fast start. You know, we've been talking about it, preaching it, and you know, guys are finally starting to put it together.
And you guys have been getting off the field on third down at a pretty good clip the last few weeks. How good does that feel?
It feels good. You know, anytime you can get the ball back to our offense, it's a good thing for us. It gives us a chance to put some points up, and you know, I know we have a little bit to do with those 30-something points going up every week, so you know, it feels good.
Champ, the special teams have been solid all year long. Do you think that's a little bit of an overlooked measure of the success you guys are having?
I wouldn't say overlooked. I mean, we're aware of it, and I'm definitely aware because I've been on some bad ones, and it's good to have some good ones, you know, and, you know, all units are playing great. You know, we just got to keep guys, you know, as focused as possible because, you know, that's some guys, that's all they do, so we got to make sure they're ready to go every week.
How did Trendon change that?
Say again?
How did Trendon Holiday change that?
Oh, man. You know, when you add a dimension like that, I mean, he's an explosive player. I mean, one of probably the fastest I've ever played with, so I mean, it creates some problems for other teams, and it's somebody else you got to worry about. And that, I mean, you only have so much time to prepare, and when you got to prepare for somebody like him, whether he's on offense or returning kicks, I mean, it kind of gives a scary look to a defense.
You ran a pretty fast 40 at the combine. Do you think in your prime you could have taken him on?
I would have thought I could. Maybe in a shorter distance. I was more of a 60 guy, you know, 40 guy, yeah. But, yeah, anytime I go over 60, it's nothing.
Who are you rooting for tonight? You got your LeBron sweatshirt on here.
Oh, dang, yeah. I didn't know. Don't call me out like that. I'm always rooting for the Nuggets. I mean, I like LeBron, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's a great player, but, you know, I'm Nuggets all the way.